Okay. Any question? What are we talking about?
Last stories? Last advice?
Oh yes, we are listening to the last words of Rumi about a very simple subject. Actually two. Not having and not being, which is what? Is the only things that you are trying to avoid, not to think about and get confused when it comes in. What are we talking about? Because these people, they say, that's the best way to understand and be. What is it? Is there any argument about existence? We know what existence is, and we know the appetite of existence in everything, not only in the living creatures even. So what are we talking about? Do you remember anything? Because this is all about it. And we talked about it, didn't we? What was the last verse that you remember? He said, hark, you must not disdain them that have a bad name. You must set your mind on the reward parts or spiritual qualities. Means what? Means we have talked about this human being and the need for improvement. Then we talked about the knowledge of this improvement and how you should enrich yourself when we're talking about this understanding. And we even talked about bewilderment, which was what? What was the subject of understanding that we don't understand? Love. It's not understandable. It happens. Then, final book, right? And we talked about it a lot. Here he said, hey, don't be angry at that fellow who is not good. Tell him why. You should understand that fellow, not to react. Reaction is with the brain and the animal fact. Do you remember we talked about the pity? What is pity? Having a warm feeling towards somebody who is no good. Right? It's complicated like that. Now, today he will explain a little bit more of these complications. Peter.
Story of the sea cow, how it brings up the royal pearl from the depths of the ocean, and at night lays it on the seashore, and feeds in the resplendence and luster thereof. And how the trader comes forth from his hiding place, and when the cow has gone some distance away from the pearl, covers the pearl with loam and black clay, and runs off and climbs a tree, and so on to the end of the story and exposition.
A made-up story. It's simple. There is this cow, okay? A very magical, clever one, because he knows about a piece of jewel down there in the bottom of the ocean. This cow will go down, will bring that one up as having a light. We'll put it and starts to go around and eat. The merchant fellow, so he will hide when the cow is eating and going around. He will cover this piece of shining stone, the jewel, with the dirt, and will climb up to the tree so the cow cannot find it and take it down. And in the morning, he will have that jewel. How about that? Okay.
The water cow fetches a pearl out of the sea, lays it on the meadow, and grazes around it. In the radiance of the light of the pearl, the water cow feeds hurriedly on hyacinths and lilies. The excrement of the water cow is ambergris, because its food is narcissus and nenuphar. Anyone whose food is the light of majesty, how should not lawful magic spring from his lips? Anyone who, like the bee, has been...
What happened? Okay. What was added to the information I gave to you? The excrement of the water cow means what? Means the shit of the cow. Huh? That jewel we're talking is the shit of this cow. Because this cow is eating only the flowers. This is the magical position. This cow, because he somehow can eat the flowers, will shed that jewel. Yes.
Anyone whose food is the light of majesty, how should not lawful magic spring from his lips? Anyone who, like the bee, has been given inspiration as a prize, how should not his house be full of honey? The cow grazes in the light of the pearl. Suddenly it moves some distance away from the pearl. A trader puts black loam on the pearl, so that the meadow and the verdant ground becomes dark. Then the trader takes refuge on a tree, while the cow seeks the man with its hard horn. 20 times the cow runs about the meadow in order to impale its enemy on its horn. When the fierce cow despairs of him, it comes to the place where the pearl was laid and sees the loam over the royal pearl. Then it runs away from the clay like Iblis. Iblis is blind and deaf to the gist of the clay. How should the cow know that the pearl is in the clay? Fall ye, cast the spirit into abasement. This menstruation excluded it from prayer. O comrades, beware of this resting place and of that talk. Verily, sensuality is the menstruation of men. Fall ye, cast the spirit into the body, that the pearl of Aden might be hidden in clay. The trader knows it, but the cow does not. The spiritual know, but not any clay digger. Every piece of clay in the heart, of which there is a pearl, its pearl can tell the secrets of another clay. While the clay that has not been illumined by God's sprinkling cannot bear the companionship of the pieces of clay that are filled with pearls. This topic is endless. Our mouse on the bank of the river is on our ear.
Yeah. I didn't bother you hear the story. There was no ending to the story even. He didn't bother. Okay, the cow cannot see his own shed, which is covered with the dirt. Then he went to Satan. And why Satan didn't see what's inside the human being? He just saw the dirt, because God made him from that. He didn't see that breath which was transferred. Then the subject is almost touched something. What was that? That there are degrees, there are differences, there is even weak point in the act of this magical cow, isn't it? He doesn't see that jewel under the dirt. He's a cow. How should he know? What do you mean? This is a cow who is doing all these magics and stuff. Yeah. But there are magicians who will do that. What is this? Do you remember the story that we're going back to? Was the story of connection of three different fellows who are living in three different environments and they like each other, the friendship. Do you remember that? We want to go back to that. So all the subjects are around that. Who you are not supposed to connect. But what do I mean by connection? He said, when somebody is bad, you should study him, understand him, understand his problems, not just punish him. Don't just defend yourself and your idea. Maybe you are wrong. That's always possible, isn't it? Therefore, let's go back to the story. Yes?
Return to the story of the mouse seeking the frog on the riverbank and pulling the string in order that the frog in the